If you're just using ChatGPT and hoping that it's going to do all the work for you, you're going to get stuck with this subpar content. But when you're using it to as an addition and as a tool, that's when you can start seeing some really solid results.
Hey everyone, this is Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy here, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the e-commerce and Amazon FBA podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing how to level up your content game with AI. The winning formula when you're working with AI, what role does AI play in repurposing content efficiently, and how to select the right AI tools for your business. So welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the e-commerce and Amazon FBA podcast. And welcome to AI Wednesday. And today, how to level up your content game with AI. Our guest is the founder of supermarketers.ai. He was previously the co-founder of Prehook, a leading quiz platform for Shopify merchants, and he sold that back in 2023. He's led marketing teams as VA of marketing at Jungle Scout and Content at Scale. He's also been in e-commerce for 12 years and hosts the AI podcast, Super Marketers. Today, please welcome for the first time, Jen Furukawa. And we will get to Jen in just 1 second. We're just going to go to a word from our sponsor. Facing cash flow challenges with your e-commerce business? Discover Viably, your ultimate financial ally. From real-time sales data integrations to immediate funding access, Viably is here to support you. Plan your growth with their free tool for online sellers and engage with specialists whenever you need. Extend your cash flow with Viably. And sit back, relax. I can't wait to talk about this subject today. So welcome again.
Hey, Norm. How are you doing?
Good.
By the way, thank you for self-correcting the name. I appreciate that. This is also my second time on the show. So hopefully we'll make a more lasting impression this time. I think it was like mid-pandemic with Prehook.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's right. But that was way, way, way back.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But I mean, kudos to you for keeping up Lunch with Norm for so long. That is not easy. 500 plus episodes.
Well, thanks. Okay. Have you ever come up? I know this is AI. You know, this is AI Wednesday. But I'm curious because this was a topic. I didn't even think I was going to publish this one. But have you ever come up with a really tough decision and you don't know if you're making, even years later, you don't know if you made the right decision?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of wrestling with that right now. I'm in Austin. And my wife was like, oh, maybe we should move somewhere else. But I like it here. So whose wishes and priorities take precedence?
Yes. Happy wife. Exactly. Okay. So AI, tell us a little bit of background about, you know, what's going on right now. What are you seeing happening?
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, just a quick context so people know. So thank you. I was on for Prehook, a quiz builder for Shopify merchants, sold it in 2023. We focused on bootstrapping it. We had experience. I was a VP of marketing at Jungle Scout, and that's where I met my co-founders. It was important to us to maintain autonomy and ownership, so we didn't want to take outside funding, but we did end up selling it. It was like a six-figure sale. It was, you know, like good in that sense, but it could have been better, and I think it could have been better if I had leveraged AI and automation more than I did. So I was doing everything that was customer-facing, from marketing, partnerships, affiliate, finance, like customer support, success, all that stuff, while my co-founders were working on product and dev. And so that's why I really focused on AI after I sold it, because I realized that I could become so much more resourceful and powerful and prolific if I were able to leverage AI in the right ways. So since that time, I focused specifically on AI. I had a short stint at an AI SaaS tool called the Content at Scale. I was a VP of marketing there and then left. And now I've been doing AI marketing for B2B SaaS companies. But ultimately, it's really just marketing. And AI is just a tool to empower and accelerate the output. And what I'm seeing now is that there's a lot of excitement, and the development and the output truly is remarkable. I mean, like, the speed with which things are developing is insane. But where I think like it can get distracting or harder is trying to keep up with it, as opposed to, hey, what am I currently doing? What's like, what are my priorities? What are my marketing strategies that I'm trying to execute on? And then how can I actually like fit in like AI tools to get more of it? Oh,
sorry. I think his internet might have cut out. He should be back soon.
Okay. Did I get cut off or?
No. It's, if you can just continue. I think his computer's just rebooting.
Okay, cool. So anyway, that is where I think AI is. It's just in such an exciting time right now.
Okay, great. So we'll give Norm just a few seconds to get started. In the meantime, for our guests or for our audience listening, if you do have any questions about AI throughout the podcast, please let us know in the comment sections. We're going to get to them in the second half of the episode. And then again, we do have a giveaway today. Do you want to get into what we'll be giving away at the end of the episode?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, really, I'm happy to cover anything in this session, but I'd love to connect with one person, for a consultation on how you can actually implement AI in your business. So just to be clear, my focus is on inbound demand gen. So that's content, email, social, webinars, podcasts. And so I'm using AI in all of those elements, and I can show you the specific prompts of it, but there's a lot there. And so I'm happy to share that in a 30-minute call with somebody in the audience.
Okay, perfect. So if you are interested in today's Wheel of Kelsey, make sure you write hashtag Wheel of Kelsey in the comment sections. You can see we've got a couple entries already coming in, and we're going to be coming to that at the end of the episode. So make sure you get your questions and comments in, and then go over to that. So I'm curious, just from my side of things, because we've just started the newsletter too, but what made you get into your AI newsletter?
Well, it's a couple of things. One, it's like I was learning a lot, but didn't really necessarily have like a way that I was sharing it. I was putting out posts on LinkedIn, but that was like a way to crystallize my thoughts into a process. So my newsletter is called Supermarketers, and the focus is like applicable ways that you could use AI in your marketing. And so I use like an acronym of like use a strategy, a use case, a prompt, an exercise, and a resource, and it spells super. But that was just one way. Like each week, all right, I'm using AI, but how can I actually like make that something that other people could benefit from? So it was a thought exercise, a writing exercise, and then of course, just building out an email list is critical and important. So that's why. And I do have a lot going on, so I wish I could spend more time specifically, because people are doing so well with newsletter specific businesses, especially in the AI space, and especially with some of these news roundup type newsletters.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, because it's been a focus of ours, and I never knew how long it takes to craft a well-crafted email correctly and give it justice for the readers. So it's been an interest of mine. So it's cool to see someone else that's clearly has a great newsletter. So
what's your process for doing it?
We started out with building out kind of what we think people would be interested in relating to the podcast. So obviously like podcast tips and advice. We're always reaching out to our guests as well to see if they can contribute to the newsletter and share their like insights, action plans, walkthroughs. But a really interesting idea that actually came from Kevin King was to use Norm's stories as kind of like a lead and a hook into the newsletters and give some more information about the host of this podcast. So Norm basically records these voice memos to me. Probably like we both do it, but he's got some really unique stories and we craft those into the newsletters. And people have been really receptive to it. He's got some crazy stories in his life and we're getting a great response from everyone. And so we use it also as a way to give updates and feedback or updates on Amazon and e-commerce updates. And then also recaps of the episodes every week too. So there's a bunch of different things that we do. Also like any events that are happening in the Amazon space, we promote. And so it's a whole mix of things. It's a pretty long newsletter. I know there's pretty short, concise newsletters out there and ours is definitely on the longer side, but it's been a fun journey for that.
Awesome. That's awesome. So
I'm going to continue. I think Norm, his computer's just loading. I can see his messages come in now. But you mentioned in your talking points that you wanted to talk about kind of the balance between human and AI and that there's this winning formula. Could you expand a little bit more on what you mean by this balance and this formula that you've created?
Yeah, for sure. I'll just say, you know, caveat that I spend a lot of time using AI. And I honestly don't know if anybody is like a full-on expert. So I can just share my perspective on how I'm doing it. So I taught a course on content and SEO for Marketer Hire, which is the largest freelance marketplace for digital marketers in the world. Some of the best content marketers. So I can show how I was doing it, but basically my thought, and this is especially relevant, I think, in light of yesterday's Google update, core update, which basically is an effort to cut down on spammy content, low quality content, basically mass produced AI content and programmatic content. So, you know, there's this notion in SEO of information gain, where things that aren't new knowledge or don't share the EAT, the experience, authority, trust, experience, expertise, authority, and trust. If you don't incorporate those and you're just kind of like regurgitating content that is already in existence, and that's what these large language models do, because by definition, they are built on the training data of all these million, trillions bits of data on the internet. And so it becomes this law of averages where your output becomes the average of what it's been trained on. So I think in light of Google's core update and the changes in organic traffic, it's more important to incorporate your own personality or your own expertise perspective. A good example might be like a lyrics website. Like if you're looking for Taylor Swift lyrics, you'll see a featured snippet, you'll see the immediate result at the top of the Google SERP. So all these lyric websites or anything that's kind of like just definitive content that's adding no new perspective are going to get hit. So the human element in this is, I think, the editing process, removing fluff. I think it is very evident to see what words, what type of content comes out as AI content. And you can always do this. One tool is originality.ai. Writer.com has one. There are others out there where you can just drop in your text, and then it gives it an assessment of whether it's written by human or AI. The caveat there is OpenAI also used to have an AI content detector. They deprecated theirs, saying that it was too hard to tell. But who knows? Maybe it will become, you know, a little bit more important now if there's this influx of content. So anyway, maybe I'm happy to share the process of how to create the content. I think it goes without saying that unless you're doing programmatic SEO, which is where you have like a templatized style of a page, Yelp does this, Canva does this, you know, as an example, let's say Zapier has an example. They've done a lot with programmatic SEO, you know, like we're on StreamYard and Zoom integrations with, you know, and so it's basically taking this plus this is the page. And if you're doing that, you know, where it's replicatable, over thousands of pages. That's what programmatic SEO is. That might be okay if you're kind of like adding new information or insights. But in general, I think all SEO content, if you want to kind of like infuse your brand in it, it is ideal to have a human review it and edit it.
Yeah, I'm actually in talks with someone, originality.ai. I'm hoping to get him on the podcast for...
Oh, nice. Jonathan Hill.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully
we can get him on. I had him on my podcast last week.
Oh, awesome. Nice. Yeah, so I'm excited to get that going. But I think it's really important. And I'm sure everyone in the audience right now has received a ChatGPT kind of email where you can instantly find out that there's tells that it's written by ChatGPT. Even like titles, I notice whenever people use like maximizing or unlocking, those are just like instant tells that those are ChatGPT. And you can kind of get stuck in this mediocrity, I think, if you're not adding any additional information to it, especially from my side of content, organic content. If you're just using ChatGPT and hoping that it's going to do all the work for you, you're going to get stuck with this subpar content. But when you're using it to as an addition and as a tool, that's when you can start seeing some really solid results. We do have some questions here that I want to get into, and I think they're pretty important. From Trevor, he's asking, what was the best way you really got your feet wet with AI? I'm just getting started with ChatGPT and it's blowing my mind. Do you have any AI tools that you recommend?
Yeah. Hey, Trevor.
Sorry, I'm used to removing myself from the conversation.
Oh, no worries. Okay, sure. So I subscribe to ChatGPT. So GPT-4, I think, is worth it for sure. And in doing so, I think the benefit of ChatGPT is that you get custom GPTs. So you can create your own bot. Maybe we can do this later, where it's trained on your specific data. And that's where you can get a better output refined to your particular needs based on what your goal is. So, for example, if you're an email marketer for a pet food brand, for example, you can create your, ideally you're going to assign it a role. You are an email copywriter. Your focus is on creating compelling content. You use these copywriting frameworks. The brand that you're selling is this. The benefits are that. The type of audience that you're trying to reach is this. And then you're going to give it some examples. So that's called few shot prompts, where you're giving it examples. I think that really might be the best way in order to get the ideal output that you're looking for, as opposed to, say, a zero shot prompt, which is just, hey, write me a blog, write me an email to announce the launch of our new flavor for dog food. Like, you're really not giving it an idea of what parameters you're looking for, the tone, the style, the layout, that kind of stuff. So that's at a high level, I think, how you can get more out of ChatGPT. And really just like thinking about what you do on a day-to-day basis. And then really, I think anything that you do can be augmented with AI. So for me, I do a lot in front of the computer in terms of writing or research. So I will use ChatGPT. There are other tools. And so I like Perplexity a lot. So perplexity.ai, what I like about that is it's kind of like known as an answer engine as opposed to a search engine. So Google, you could say, you know, how do I increase my email open rates, as an example. If you go to Google, maybe you get a featured snippet. Now they're doing their search generative experience, where it might outline what the answers are. But Perplexity will give you the answers directly. So it's like a chatbot, but it gives you answers. And then it also gives you citations. So if you want to dig in more, you can click on the footnotes, the footers, and then go directly to that link so you can learn more. I also find it very helpful for finding additional elements to improve your content. So it could be tables, charts, graphs, statistics, anything. You can use Perplexity for that. And then Perplexity, you can also narrow your focus. So you can search strictly for Reddit posts, strictly for YouTube videos, strictly for academic papers, whatever it is. So Perplexity is great for that. Claude, I think, is really good for copywriting, claude.ai. And so I think like the output that you get in terms of copywriting with Claude is the best. And then Gemini, I use Gemini in it. So all these, I pay $20 for. I think it's you know, maybe some overlap, but I think it's totally worth it. And Gemini is great because I think the answers are really good. And then it integrates with your Google Suite. So you can say, you know, like, hey, find me my email with Kelsey and tell me like, what time was the lunch with Norm today? Or, you know, something like that. So you can kind of like query your own docs, sheets, Gmail, that kind of stuff. So I think those are some AI tools that the more general ones, specific to image. I also pay for Midjourney. I think like you can get DALL-E 3 in OpenAI or, you know, Bing Chat. But I do like the output of Midjourney. It has a slight learning curve, but it's great. And then I've been playing with text to video as well. 11 Labs is, so the way it works is like 11 Labs, like text to voice, and then you can overlay that voice. So it could be like, you know, I would just upload like just a minute of me talking about anything, and it would train a voice specifically on me and my voice. And then you can overlay that to like some B-roll or other video. You know, Pictory is one, or Synthesia. Anyway, so there are, I think that's really interesting in terms of AI tools. But, you know, these days, every company is infusing AI in some sort, in some way. So all these companies, you know, like even Klaviyo now announced their AI feature last week. So every company is an AI company.
Yeah, I'm noticing that too. Every single company has an AI feature now. And I think just for someone starting out too, getting your feet wet, just play around with it. I like your idea of, you know, writing out your tasks and figuring out those different things you do from your day to day. So write those out, see what is listed and what can be taken away from that, and kind of implement it into AI and go from there. So we had Saj from Skill Leap AI on, I guess it was maybe 3 or 4 months ago. And he said the first thing people should just try out is writing emails with it. So not having ChatGPT write the emails, but using ChatGPT to edit with grammar and changing the tones and seeing ways to improve your emails. And that's just a quick way to like get used to it. And then if you are interested in learning more, there's these resources like Gen's newsletter, his podcast, Skill Leap from Saj Adib, who's been on the podcast before, but just start playing around with it. And again, you have prompts, frameworks, and your processes that you're going to be sharing with everyone. So do you want to talk a little bit about what people can find in your link?
Yeah, sure. So at a high level, this is like how I found like the best process to create content with AI. And like we started off with, it's not like you just, because if you want to do AI generated content, and again, I wouldn't necessarily recommend it, you could just go to like, you know, a Byword or a Content at Scale, upload your list of keywords, and then boom, you get like, you get your results. But I don't think that that's really great. My experience with that is that it's a, it's kind of like a very thin piece of content that's not really substantive or helpful. And so the framework that I've worked on and created is basically working on understanding what is ranking well. So it starts once you have your list of keywords that you're going to target. And once you do have that list of keywords and it's prioritized and you have it based on intent and search volume and keyword difficulty, then you're ready to start creating the content. Now, you wouldn't necessarily want to just create a content like based on that keyword alone. Ideally, you want some context of what the search engine results page looks like and why certain pages are ranking well. So in that framework, you can understand how to extract the SEO elements of the top ranking pages. how to create an outline with that data, and then how to actually create a piece of content that actually addresses each of those so that you're getting the best possible output. So again, that's like kind of the combination of the human input with AI to do some of the heavy lifting in terms of research and writing.
Okay, perfect. So if you are interested, I drop the links in the comment sections that you can grab those from. And we are getting a lot of questions, which is great. Before we get into those, I just want to remind everyone that there's a giveaway today. Ken's giving away a free consultation to a lucky winner. So if you are interested in, please let us know. Just write hashtag Wheel of Kelsey, as you can see Trevor did on the screen here, in the comment sections. And we're going to spin the wheel at the end of the episode. So if you do have questions, comments, let us know in the comment sections. Again, I'm just going to do a quick ad read, and then we'll get back into the episode. And let's see. All right. So we have Seller Basics joining us. Just give me a second. All right. Hey, Amazon sellers. Ever faced with account suspensions, ASIN hiccups, or IP headaches? Introducing Seller Basics. It's your Amazon account guardian. With just $99 a month, Seller Basics offers a dedicated team to shield your businesses from these challenges. Plus, this membership offers free legal consultations from seasoned e-commerce attorneys. No long-term contracts, cancel with just a month's notice. View your Seller Basics as your Amazon account's health plan. Check it out at sellerbasics.com. There is a disclaimer. Seller Basics is not an insurer or law firm. Consultations come from independent firms and results can vary. Membership is needed before the events leading to claims, and terms apply. All right, so we're going to grab Ken back. And all right, so again, I know we're going to talk about your kind of content workflow. Do you want to get into what exactly you plan out and the workflow that you do when it comes to content?
Yeah, so it starts with like a content strategy. So this is another great use case of how to use AI. So you can use, I guess a lot of people have their own brand as an example. So you might want to use AI, ChatGPT or Gemini to understand like what that content strategy would look like. So you can use a prompt. I think I have it in the opt-in to understand, all right, who is my target audience? What are their fears, their frustrations, their challenges, their goals? Then you're actually getting into the psyche of it. Maybe you're asking, where do they get their information? And so you can ask these specific questions to understand your demographic, not just, or your target audience, not just in the demographic sense of, you know, age, gender, location, but also the psychographics of what their psychology is, what are the pain points, and how you can insert yourself as a brand to kind of like bridge the gap from where they currently are to where they want to go. AI is actually really good at this, because this is something that would take a lot of time, effort, and some assumptions. Granted, it's not perfect if you're using AI, but like the level of detail is super helpful. So that's really like a good place to start with content strategy. And then from there, you can actually use, whether you're using AI tools to understand what the content clusters are, the high level topics. And then from there, I'd go more specific keywords and then the long tail keywords. So a couple of ways that I do this, where you can uncover some good keywords, keywordtools.io is good. And so there you can just get a list of keywords, question-based keywords. What is it? Ask Socrates, answersocrates.com, which is very similar to Answer the Public. And then there are the paid tools, say a SEMrush or an Ahrefs. Once you have your specific keywords, you can just filter. And so you'd want to filter for, like, say, keyword difficulty below. You know, it depends on what your site is. Say you want all the search queries that you've already done the research on. This is from your whole universe of potential keywords you'd want to write, target. Keyword difficulty below, say, 30, and the search volume over 100. Or whatever it is, you can kind of like play with what those numbers are. And then what your output is these are kind of like low hanging fruit, so to speak, where It's not necessarily hard to rank for because the other sites or domains that are targeting that keyword, maybe they have a low domain rating, or maybe they are not necessarily targeting that keyword specifically, whatever it is. But that's where the human element of research comes in. And then you would actually just go through the process of researching that particular keyword, drafting it out section by section. So that's another key thing that I didn't mention earlier, is you really want to focus on writing each one in, because I think with the AI tools, the smaller and more specific the prompt, the better the output. So that's why you want to start with, hey, just write this introduction section, don't write anymore. Just write the following paragraph, don't write anymore. And so you're going, and then maybe you're doing 5, 7, 10 sections, and then you're combining it all together.
I really like that, because we actually did get a question about laying out your information if there's too much. So Trevor is asking, is it possible to have too much information in a prompt? What scenarios do you find less is more? And I know with AI, I think it's AI Drift, where ChatGPT kind of goes away from your answer a little bit, and sometimes you have to rein it back in to answer it. So what do you think, Ken?
Yeah, I do agree with this. And so I've had, like, I created custom GPTs, and I would like give it all this, like, the documents of like, this is what I want it to be. This is like the ideal output. This is, you know, like overloading it with data just because you could. And so I think it was too much. And what actually is better in terms of getting the ideal output is just uploading or sharing examples. So in the prompt, you can say, like, you know, if you are writing a blog post, or you're doing organic social, you can, whether you're using your own, or, and you can like define it based on the style, the tone, the words, the other elements of it, or you can just find a competitor or somebody that you really like, share that, and then you can actually reverse engineer how it's being done. So you can ask, you know, whatever your tool is, please describe this style of writing. Give me all the details of the format, all these things. And then so it would actually tell you that this writing is concise, professional, friendly, short and to the point. Paragraphs don't have more than two sentences, blah, blah, blah. And so that becomes like part of your prompt, as well as including the specific example itself. And from that, you can probably get a lot of, you can get close to the mark in what you're looking for.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, thank you, Trevor, for the questions. We got a lot of questions coming in from the audience too. So just a reminder, with our hashtag Wheel of Kelsey, write hashtag Wheel of Kelsey in the comment sections if you would like to enter today's prize, and that is to win a consultation with Gen. Go over your strategy, maybe ways to that AI can help you in your business. And we're talking about ranking and content strategies. And this is from Alejandro. Are there any other ways to improve SEO and rank brands or products higher on Google and Bing? Anything coming
on? Yeah. So this here, I can, this is, I did cover this in the course. But yes, there are ways that you could use AI to do this. So you can actually upload internal links. So internal links improve the user experience, but then also like signify to Google. And I don't know if you're talking about Amazon stuff as well, but you can add internal links. So you could take like part of your sitemap or some of the most trafficked pages on your website. And then once you have your draft, say, you know, use these, add these internal links and use relevant anchor text or whatever. And then you can have it right in Markdown. And so that's another helpful tool. Another helpful free tool is Markdown to HTML. So if you get your output in Markdown, which is just basically like another HTML is how things get published on the web. So if you copy and paste into your content management system, if it's in HTML, it'll appear properly. If it's in Markdown, it will not. You have to convert it from Markdown to HTML. So Markdown to HTML, what is it? Markdown to HTML.com. If you are getting all your output in Markdown, is how you convert it to HTML. But what I was saying is you can just upload your internal links and then just have your AI insert the internal links in the appropriate places that make sense with anchor text that makes sense. So that's one thing that would be helpful. Then helping with the metadata. So if you tell the AI that you're targeting a particular keyword, write an optimized title, meta description, URL slug for the particular keyword. And you can also just give it some examples of top ranking posts for that particular keyword. You know, maybe you're like, write something about this, or I also just like to ask for like 5 or 10, maybe using different frameworks or something.
Perfect. So I know there's a lot of information in that. So make sure you go back and replay this episode a couple of times. And if you do have questions, ChatGPT and these AI tools can help you actually teach you how to do certain things. But you do want to make sure that the information isn't always 100% right. So you have to be careful and do your due diligence, reading through any copy that's created. Which takes me to our next question about.
And then one thing I should mention there is also like Perplexity as well for the images, stats, tables, graphs, other elements that are important, visual elements that are important to the user experience, but then also SEO.
Perfect. Do you have any focus on Amazon specific, like about like Amazon Rufus or?
No, I have not. Not used it.
Okay. So, Rad, I saw your question about this. Amazon just came out with, I believe, a new language model called Cosmo that was just released, I think, like yesterday. Check out Max Sinclair's episode on Lunch with Norm. It happened last Wednesday. He goes into depth about Amazon's Rufus. And we also have Joe coming back on the podcast next Wednesday, and she's going to be touching more about Rufus and how that can help you with your Amazon business. So check that out. And let me see. So again, obviously there's a lot of tools out there. People probably have shiny object syndrome. It could rack up really quickly on the amount of tools that you're subscribing to, just the amount of money that you're paying. How should sellers think about picking the right tools, paying for tools? Is there kind of a process you do to finding the right tools that are going to actually help with your business instead of maybe impede or just cost you money?
Yeah. So for e-commerce sellers, and in particular Amazon, I mean, like I said, I was led the marketing team at Jungle Scout for a while until 2019. I think like that's a critical tool or any other tool. I mean, I guess Helium 10 is a competitor, but having that data-driven approach of like actually optimizing or getting data behind the products that you're going to sell. So it doesn't need to be like AI per se, because I think all those tools have incorporated some AI elements of like a product description optimization tool or something, paid ads. But yeah, I mean like, where the biggest lift could potentially be. So if paid ads is critical, you know, there's adcreative.ai to help you kind of like create more creatives faster. Or there's, you could even use advanced data analysis. It was called Code Interpreter to analyze your paid data. So, you know, maybe you're seeing like where there are keywords that have an outsized click-through rate for the cost, or maybe have a higher conversion rate. And there are kind of like nuanced smaller patterns that would be very hard to identify, but with AI you could. So yeah, I mean, maybe it's thinking about where the greatest points of leverage are, and then how you could use AI to do so, to kind of like improve it. And it doesn't necessarily need to be an expensive tool, because these, you know, kind of like generic tools, ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, are really powerful.
Okay, awesome. So I hope that helps, Trevor. And this is a great question from Alejandro. Can AI reliably judge whether content is AI generated? Or we already touched on that. This one here from Trevor. Really look forward to trying these. Could Perplexity answer general legal advice for compliance with copy? I'm looking to help my listings avoid geographic restrictions to products on Amazon.
I don't think Perplexity would answer it itself, but you can ask and then it can give a, it can kind of like point you in the right direction. And then so you can follow the trail, cause it would give you, citations or, the links ideally actually. And I don't know if Perplexity has, if you could focus based on legal, but I, let's see, I guess not, so yeah, that's a tough one. I would say maybe it could be like a starting point, a good starting point for sure. And it's free. I paid for Perplexity for a little while. Don't pay for it anymore, but if you pay $20 a month for Perplexity, the nice thing is you can use Claude, ChatGPT, or another tool for writing the output. So you can choose your model. So that's another hack to save $20.
All right, awesome. And for general legal advice, not to shamelessly plug our sponsor, but Seller Basics is a really great tool, or not tool, but service that is, it's $99 a month, but we have a code that you can get another $10 a month, but or $10 a month off. Check it out. We have had Paul Raffleson on before, who's kind of went in depth on Seller Basics and what you can do, but basically, it's a month-to-month consultation. You can get this advice from a lawyer and learn from that. You don't have to. It's not thousands of dollars. It's not necessarily a retainer, but it's a great service that you can. It's an affordable way to make sure that you know something doesn't bite you in the future on this. So. I would reach out if you would like an introduction, just let me know and I can reach out to Paul for you so you can learn more and if it's the right fit for you. But if not, you can do whatever you want. But I do recommend, because with those services, if something happens and then you go into that service after it happens, then they can't really help you. It has to be proactive. So thank you for the questions. We got about 10 minutes left, and just one more question from our audience. Could Gen please share the prompt to determine the demographics of our brand? Do you have any tips on that?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I think I wrote, go to newsletter.supermarketers.ai. Yeah, that was the last one that I wrote, how to create the ideal customer profile. The prompt is in there, so you can just pretty much copy and paste there.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to grab that quickly. I had a multitask here. So let me see. And we just got about maybe two or three more minutes until we're going to be doing our giveaway. So make sure you get your hashtag Wheel of Kelsey inside there. And let me see, from Facebook, you use a Copilot Pro from Microsoft that uses ChatGPT-4 and Google's Gemini are great investments. They pay for themselves. So thank you for that recommendation. And here is the link to supermarketers.ai. So check that out. And again, any last words of wisdom that you could give to anyone, any actionable steps that you think people should take on their content AI journey?
Yeah, probably starting, like, if there are things that you do over and over, I would maybe create your own custom GPTs. And so there's no coding necessary. Just on the left of you have to be GPT-4, I believe, to access this, which is $20. But then you can create your own custom GPT where you're giving it custom instructions. So say, like, you know, you're giving it a role. You are an e-commerce email marketer. You're giving it more background. And then from there, you can do these, you know, just use a GPT for the task of, like, create an outline for this week's email on Amazon update changes or whatever. then you can actually, you can call your GPTs in the same thread with just the at symbol. So then say you have like a copy editor GPT that you've created and you've trained it on the specific outline, the structure, the tone that you want. Maybe say, you know, this is a real use case for me is like, I have one brand that like is specific around how e-commerce is spelled, capital E, lowercase c, you know, and so GPTs, like they'll all have different ways of spelling it. And that could just be one custom instruction in the copy editor. But the point is you can just do the at symbol and then you're changing GPTs in the same thread in ChatGPT. So basically, you know, you can create your own marketing team or your own team of whatever it is that you need. And so I think that's like a really helpful way to A, like think about what your needs are, B, like write it down so you can use it continuously, and then C, like just kind of like with a one keystroke, you're able to like get these AI agents to help you.
Awesome. I think you outlined that perfectly. So again, thank you so much for coming on the show. Contact information, how can people get a hold of you or check out your newsletter?
The newsletter is, I send it out every Friday and I focus on including actionable strategies to use AI as marketers. And I always include the prompt to help you do it. I think probably like signing up there and then feel free to connect on LinkedIn as well. Just Gen Furukawa on LinkedIn. Would love to chat.
Okay, awesome. So we're going to go head over to the wheel and see who today's winner is. So let's see.
It's time for the Wheel of Health.
All right. So we do this giveaway every single podcast. And thank you, everyone, for entering today's giveaway. If you are the winner, please email me k@lunchwithnorm.com. And let's see who today's winner is. Alejandro. Perfect. So then you're going to learn a lot, Alejandro. So if you could email me k@lunchwithnorm.com and we'll connect you with Gen directly. And thanks, everyone, for joining. Gen, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. My apologies for Norm's internet. It looks like it got cut out. And thank you for sticking around. And
want more great information? Don't forget to subscribe by clicking here. Also, if you want to check out our latest podcast, click over here. Lunch with Norm.